You're under the table while I'm writing this. You've been circling around me. Then moments ago you sat down next to me and pulled your shirt up. Without words you told me to suck on your nipples. It made me horny. I then told you to get under the table and take my dick in your mouth. Now you're undoing my jeans and something is breaking in me. My fingers and brain have started cooperating, typing on the laptop. Deeper, I tell you in a commanding tone, while you're giving me a blowjob. It looks like you're worshipping me. I'm thirsty for milk, you say, and look up. You look submissive. I can hear your sounds, spitting, moaning. Go deeper, I say. You come closer. You go deeper. You're sitting on your knees. You're spitting cautiously on my dick. I can see your hair under me, between my legs, while typing on the laptop. You're making sounds. They sound like somewhere between gagging and eating tiramisu. I slide deeper down your throat. No effort needed. Your throat is open wide. I'm not completely hard yet. You're working to get me harder. Your breathing is the giveaway. Your intentions are semi-devilish. You're stroking me, cautiously, but with intent. Caressing my dick. It feels like worship. I can feel your cold and soft hands caressing the root of my dick. It provokes me for some reason. Spit, I command. You obey. Half-heartedly, lazily somehow, like someone that hasn't learned how to spit. A slow way of spitting on my dick. But your breathing shows that you're horny, increasingly, as you sit under the table. I love your lazy way of spitting, and the way you sound when you have my dick in your throat, as a trained animal that obeys, and quickly learn from subtle punishments and rewards. I use my words, you use your tongue. I worship your submissiveness and that you obey quietly, no questions asked. You simply position yourself under the dining table, in silence, while I write. And you do it because I tell you to. You spit again, lazily again. Your hands are soft. There are strings of drool from your mouth to my dick. They're all wet and shiny. It feels like you've surrendered. Completely now. No thinking, no consciousness. As if no single thought is allowed through the door to your brain. Just instincts, my dick, and drool. You've let go, given in. This right now is your gift, your way of showing your appreciation of the words I'm typing. It feels authentic. It's like ancient biology between the sexes, like a primal force. It's a primal feeling while I'm writing. You go deep again, swallow me whole. You put your arms on my thighs, no longer hiding under the table. You've been eating dinner there 1,000 times, at that table. Now you're giving me head. A worshipping queen giving a blowjob. You're caressing my dick, it's drenched, soaked. Your spit is all over. The sounds are making me crazy. Why haven't anyone sucked my cock like this before? You want me to come. You want to feel the sperm in your mouth. You crave it. I want your sperm, you say. I want your sperm, you repeat. And take another hold on my cock. Harder this time. It won't be long until I come. I want to come. I love it when you beg for it, my sperm. It makes me feel important, strong, wanted. Your one hand intensifies the grip. You put the other hand under my balls. It's cold, your hand. And soft too. You stroke me, and your mouth is in rhythmic movement over the tip of my cock. It's almost as if you're teasing me. Don't fucking mess around. And you aren't. I come loudly. You forcefully move closer to me and push my dick all the way down your throat, and the milk leaves my body in one big squirt. I see it in your facial expression. The rest of the milk seeps out. You look up in anticipation. You look proud. And then you open your mouth and show me that you swallowed it. You drank the milk.